Congressman Jamie Raskin is with us now. He's a Democrat from Maryland and senior member of the House Judiciary Committee. And since the release of Barr's summary, Raskin has been one of the many lawmakers calling for the release of the full report, as House Democrats have continued to flex their investigative muscle, looking into Trump's finances, authorizing subpoenas, and promising to keep pushing for transparency into Mueller's findings. Congressman Raskin joined us earlier today, just a few hours after Attorney General Barr held his press conference to give us his immediate reaction to the report.
Well, I've read only volume one, which deals with the massive Russian effort to destabilize and alter the course of events in the 2016 presidential campaign. And it documents hundreds of contacts between the Trump campaign and the Russian intelligence agents and military intelligence that were involved in this effort. But it says that there's not sufficient evidence to charge a criminal conspiracy, but certainly far more replete and massive contacts than Attorney General Barr ever let on in any of his public comments about this so far. I've not gotten to read volume two. I've just started to read volume two about obstruction of justice. My curiosity, of course, was piqued by Attorney General Barr's attempt to refute in advance the 10 episodes of obstruction, which apparently are detailed in here by the special counsel Mueller. And Attorney General Barr's point seemed to be that because the president was frustrated and angry when he attempted to interfere in the investigation, he somehow lacked the requisite motive to be guilty of a crime. And there are several things we have to observe about that. One is that there's a difference between legal intent and motive. If somebody goes to rob a bank and they rob the bank because they want to go on vacation, and then another person robs a bank across the street because they want to give the money to their mother who they think has never had sufficient amount of money, both of them are guilty of robbing a bank. Their motive is irrelevant. And so the fact that Attorney General Barr is so focused on what the president's motives were is just an irrelevant distraction from what his actions and his conduct were. Now, as I'm reading the introduction to Volume 2 here, it says that Special Counsel Mueller says that he's not forming a judgment on the ultimate legal question of obstruction of justice. And then he immediately says, he follows that sentence by saying the OLC, the Office of Legal Counsel, has issued an opinion finding that the indictment or prosecution of a sitting president would impermissibly undermine the capacity of the executive branch to perform its functions. In other words, the reason why he's not charging obstruction here, or at least as a matter of law, framing his analysis, is that the DOJ takes the position that the president cannot be prosecuted. That's, again, something that Attorney General Barr never told us. And everybody's been asking, well, why did Mueller not make his decision after 2 years of work? And he's obviously deferring to this DOJ position, which is being advanced by the Attorney General, that one, the president won't be prosecuted constitutionally because of the separation of powers, and two, the more controversial position that the Attorney General advances, which is that the president of the United States can never be guilty of obstructing justice because he sits atop the law enforcement function. So I'm eager to get into the details of all of this, but all of it immediately casts a severe shadow over everything that Attorney General Barr has been telling us.
Congressman, in the hours before the release of the report, Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer said AG Attorney General Barr's handling of the report amounted to a, quote, crisis of confidence. Your Democratic colleague on the House Judiciary, Eric Swalwell, just took to Twitter to call for the resignation of Attorney General Barr. Your reaction to that?
Well, I think that Attorney General Barr has already resigned effectively as the chief law enforcement officer of the country and the person most interested in vindicating justice, the Constitution, and the rule of law. He's basically acting as a criminal defense lawyer and a propagandist for the president of the United States. And all of his actions ever since he got the report have been an attempt to minimize and diminish and dismiss everything in here that implicates the president in obstructive activity. And apparently, again, there's lots of it. You know, there's an attempt, I think, here to preempt Congress's role. We are the lawmaking branch of government. We are the primary and dominant branch of government, and we are the ones who will decide whether there were high crimes and misdemeanors committed by this president.
I'm curious, how has the report released changed the Democrats' plans to investigate the president moving forward?
Well, we haven't, we haven't fully assimilated what all of this means. And I think people will be very focused on constitutional obstruction of justice. Of course, criminal obstruction of justice is a different thing. And nobody who worked on this seriously, meaning Special Counsel Mueller, has opined on the ultimate legal conclusion of whether or not there was obstruction, even in the statutory sense. But in the constitutional sense, that's something that resides with Congress and the Judiciary Committee in the House in the first instance. And we're going to have to look very seriously about this. And, you know, this is what prior presidents have been impeached over. For example, the Republicans in the House impeached Bill Clinton for telling one lie about a private act of sex. And obviously, we're dealing with conduct far more sweeping and serious than that.
Congressman, you mentioned the Republicans' effort to impeach President Bill Clinton, and I'm curious whether the release of this report gives more fuel to the Democrats for a possible impeachment push today.
Well, we have no idea at this point. I'm still in the middle of reading the report. I think everybody needs to digest it and process it in order to figure out what it means. But remember, the Republicans refused to do any investigation into all of these affairs over the last 2 years before the Democrats took control of Congress. So there was no investigation. They said, we want to delegate this to a special counsel. Let's believe in the special counsel report. So I don't think it's a legitimate position to say we accept the special counsel's report when he finds there was no criminal conspiracy between the Trump campaign and agents of the Russian government, because they were basically just used by them. They were not participating in a conspiracy. But then to reject everything else that is found here, including all of the evidence of obstruction of justice and all of the efforts by the president to interfere with the special counsel's investigation. So these are all things that we have to look at and analyze. And in due course, we'll have the chance to answer your question.
And I know you're still reading through the report, but Congressman, you said that you were concerned that Attorney General Barr would make redactions for political versus legal reasons. From what you've been able to read so far, have your fears been realized?
You know, but I think that's going to become the most seriously implicated when we get into the obstruction of justice question. And so I'm going to reserve judgment on that.
Representative Jamie Raskin, Democrat from Maryland and senior member of the House Judiciary Committee. Congressman, thank you.
And thank you.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.